Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, July 1st, 2008. My Brooksine, it's already July. How life increasingly seems to go by faster as you age. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Today's message is titled, They Trusted in Him. This is part of our Daily Encouragement Net series, messages written and prepared each weekday morning to encourage believers around the world. The scripture text is at Daniel 3:28.
Then Nebuchadnezzar said, Praise be to the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel and rescued his servants. They trusted in him and defied the king's command and were willing to give up their lives rather than serve or worship any god except their own God.
This weekend, our family made a trip to northern Pennsylvania. So many friends in that area where we pastored for nearly 16 years, from 1977 to mid-1993. Well, I had the opportunity to preach in the church we established in St. Mary's in the morning service and in Mount Jewett that evening.
On the way up, we stopped at a restaurant called the Bread of Life in McAllisterville, Pennsylvania. This restaurant is unashamedly Christian-themed with a reference to John 6:35 on the front of the menu. Christian furnishings tastefully decorate the walls, and a friendly owner greeted the customers while they came and went. As we opened our menus, we all three chuckled as we read the food items, including three types of sandwiches, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Well, that was neat because of the message that I was planning on sharing the next day about these courageous young men, whose story is recorded in the book of Daniel, chapter 3. Their testimony is an extraordinary example of uncompromising allegiance to Almighty God in the face of the relentless enemy. While in exile, they were given the Babylonian names Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. That's how we, in fact, know them. I once shared a message about these three young men while several Bible college students and graduates were in attendance. So I asked, does anyone here know their Hebrew names? Without hesitation, 9-year-old Garrison raised his hand and with a knowing smile confidently responded, Rap, Shack, and Benny. Now, if you have children or grandchildren, you're probably laughing right now, as you might recognize these are their nicknames based on a popular VeggieTales video. Well, I can understand why a child or others might guess these were the Hebrew names, but in actuality, their Hebrew names were Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah.
The account of these men of faith is surely one of the greatest stories of deliverance in the Bible. And I know as a child, this was at the top of my favorite Bible stories. These three young men demonstrate to believers of all ages the incredible power of faith and obedience. They got into serious trouble because they refused to compromise a core commandment of God in bowing down to the 90-foot-tall golden image Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Interestingly, God chooses to miraculously deliver these men, but their deliverance was not without a great deal of suspense. And I think that's why we enjoy reading the story so much. They were subjected to the fury of the king as his attitude changed toward them. It wasn't enough that they were going to be thrown into the hot fire, but now the fire was heated 7 times hotter than usual. There could be no quick escape as the strongest of soldiers were ordered to bind them. And then, before their very eyes, they watched these strong soldiers die from the blazing flames that they were about to be thrown into. And most importantly, they were not delivered from the hot fiery furnace, but they were preserved through it. Not a hair on their head was singed, their robes were unscorched, their bodies unharmed, and there was no smell of fire on them. Wow, that's a dramatic and miraculous deliverance.
Well, the daily verse is actually a statement made by the secular king Nebuchadnezzar after he had personally witnessed the miraculous deliverance they had earned. His respect. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego demonstrate 4 qualities so needed by genuine followers of Christ today. In fact, these were the four main points to the message I preached this weekend. First of all, they demonstrate
uncompromising convictions based on Daniel 1.
That was the part where they refused to partake of the king's food. Secondly, they demonstrate
unwavering commitment, Daniel 3:12.
Thirdly,
unswerving courage from Daniel 3:16 and 17.
And finally, they demonstrate unshakable confidence
in Daniel 3, verse 18. They trusted the living God, defying the wicked command of the secular king, fully knowing the potential consequences. They were willing to give up their lives for this conviction. I believe true followers of Christ will increasingly need these particular characteristics as the world system grows increasingly hostile to Christ, his followers, and the standards of the Bible. Can this growing disdain and hostility be denied?
Well, we urge you this day to live by core convictions that you will not violate, so that when the time of testing comes, as it did for these three young men, you will stand firm in your faith like them. Elton Trueblood has written, quote, "Faith is not belief without proof, but trust without reservation," end quote. If you're in the suspenseful stage of the Lord's deliverance concerning a matter, don't be alarmed, but stand firm. For he has promised, "Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you."
Let's all pray together. Father, thy dynamic story of the three Hebrew men has been a favorite story of your miraculous deliverance for all ages and throughout all generations. Their unyielding devotion to you, Almighty God, is a tremendous example to those of us who call you our Father. You are not only our Father who watches over us, but also our deliverer in times of trouble. Faith that cannot be tested is faith that cannot be trusted. So it is in times of fiery testing that we prove your power and you prove our allegiance to you. Help us to be willing to give up our lives rather than serve or worship any God except the one true God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you for joining us for today's podcast. We are on the web at dailyencouragement.net. We prepare these messages normally each weekday morning. We did not prepare one yesterday. We had to get back in Lancaster County for a meeting. What's more, actually, the internet didn't seem to be working in our hotel. But it's a joy to share. And this is the message that we have prepared for Tuesday, July 1st, 2008. We welcome you to visit our site today. We have a number of pictures up of the weekend, both scenic type pictures, and that is one of a white Amish buggy we noted about halfway down yesterday from the northern part of Pennsylvania where we were. We also have quite a few pictures of the people of our lives that we like to honor and stay connected with. Has some music today, we suggest, and also have a story about McAllisterville, Pennsylvania that you can listen to as a podcast by another person that has a, I don't think he's necessarily a Christian. I don't know that he identifies it that way, but he's a good storyteller and tells stories that I like to read and listen to. Again, dailyencouragement.net. The message here you're listening to is Tuesday, July 1st, 2008. Stay faithful to your call.